heaven.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. So glad that you're joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie, and Brian's here with me, too.
Hi, Brian Sovereign.
And we've got a special guest on the show tonight. But I just want to say, before we begin, you are listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're on several different radio stations, as well as the Internet. And we're also going to be appearing on not just our own podcast, but the podcast of our guest that we have on tonight. Going to wait a moment for the big reveal. But since Free Talk Live is a live show, that means you can call in and participate. You can talk about anything that you want. And the number to do that is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450 and then the word free, spelling out, you know, 3733.
Genuine live Sunday night programming.
Yeah, you won't find that too many other places.
Not much else.
So I'm really glad to be here tonight. And okay, let's get right to it. We're going to start off the show and bring on our special guest. We've got Stefan Molyneux with us. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for the invitation. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Stefan.
I'm so glad that you're here tonight, Stefan. So first of all, I guess we should back up the train and explain a little bit. This show is going to be a little bit different than most other Free Talk Lives.
Aren't we going to call it Free Domain Talk Live?
Yeah, oh. Because the name of Stefan's radio show is Free Domain Radio, and it's a very popular podcast, and he's got a YouTube channel that has millions of views. So I'm really honored that he's here with us tonight, and Free Talk Live, Free Domain Radio are teaming up. We can make some funny names out of that. But also, my name is Stephanie, and we've got Stefan here. So we were kind of joking. It's kind of like the Steph and Steph and Brian show, right?
That works for me.
Yes, and I don't mind taking the second Steph. You can have the first one.
Usually I go by Stephanie, so hopefully it won't get too confusing. You can be Steph and I'll be Stephanie. How's that?
Perfect.
Cool. Okay, so Mark is away this week, by the way. Usually you hear Mark Edge on Free Talk Live on Sunday nights, but he's out of town this week, so he's given us sort of control over the studio. We've used the opportunity to bring on Stefan to co-host with us.
The anarchists are running Free Talk Live.
Uh-oh. Oh, my. Well, I don't see any chaos going on, do you?
No, nothing yet, but I will be breaking into fluent Esperanto mixed in with some African clicking language about halfway through the show, which I'm sure will appeal to your more geographically diverse audience. That's the plan.
Right.
Hey, you don't say that about my mother. That's my job.
So, Steph, could you give us a brief overview for somebody who's never heard of Free Domain Radio before? First of all, I wanted to say that I do listen to your show. I really enjoy it. I've been listening for a couple of years now. And, Brian, I think you do too, right?
Yes, I do listen.
And, I want the people who listen to Free Talk Live to have a chance to learn about your show, because I think that a lot of people who hear Free Talk Live would also really enjoy picking up your stuff as well. So can you give us a brief overview of what you're all about?
Well, yeah, thanks. So, of course, the website is freedomainradio.com. We've just, I think, passed about 50 million downloads, 14 or 15 million shows on YouTube. So, yeah, it's doing well.
The
general idea was, what if we had a host that wasn't really very smart, but had an accent that made him sound more intelligent? That's really the backbone of the business plan. So, because what you can do is you can either go to school and study a whole bunch of stuff and make yourself really smart, or you can just spend an afternoon attempting to perfect a kind of middle of the colonies, vaguely British intellectual accent. Clearly, the latter is much more economically efficient. So that really was the goal. How much of a house of cards of pseudo intellectualism can we build on the foundation of a rather gay semi-Australian accent? And that, I'm telling you, it's really quite a high house of cards. So it's a philosophy show, and we talk about all the good first principle stuff, ethics and free will and all the way to relationships and how we bring virtue into our everyday existence. One of the great challenges of libertarian thought is, it's a whole lot of gas and no traction, right? I mean, it's like, oh, I hate the Fed. What can I do about the Fed? nothing. Oh, I hate the government. What can I do about the government? Nothing. Yeah. And so I've sort of always tried from the beginning, you know, the tagline at the very beginning of the show was the logic of personal and political liberty, and the personal comes first. So I've tried to find ways to get the non-aggression principle, respect for property rights, and all that kind of good ethical foundation that libertarianism is built on, and anarchism, and say, oh, what if we actually drop these rotating tires on the road? Where can we actually get to? And so I've had a lot of focus on that. That's why I bring in parenting experts, psychology experts, experts on relationships and how we can have non-aggression in our relationships and in our parenting and so on. So
yeah,
that's really been the goal, is get the big abstract ideals nailed down and then really just try and get them into people's lives as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I bet there might be a few people out there who, very few people out there who might say, yeah, I want to have aggression in my relationship. But most people, I think, who are listening to the sound of our voices will say, no, I want my relationships to be totally voluntary.
Right.
And so, you know, if that sounds good to you, then keep on listening, right? Because who doesn't want more freedom in their lives? You know, a lot of times on Free Talk Live, we end up talking about current events. And I think sometimes people can get into this mindset of, oh, look at all this tyranny in the world. Look at what's going on. What the heck can I actually do about it? Like you said, Steph. And they just have no clue where to turn. But one of the reasons that, you know, I've really picked up on that message of personal freedom, like trying to get as much liberty in our lives right here, right now, as we possibly can, was, you know, because of hearing you talk about it. So I really think that has value. And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I agree completely.
Yeah. And so, you know,
he sounds like an excellent co-host. I just I wanted to mention. I wish I had this kind of co-host.
I know. I'm a total yes man. It's great.
Beautiful. Hey, if you're looking for a second gig, man,
right,
prop me up on Sunday mornings. That'd be great.
We'll talk later. Love it.
All right.
So, Steph, you are a philosopher. You're interested in philosophy, and I think as part of that, you know, would you say that there are certain you know, conclusions that come out of a basis of philosophical consistency and applying reason, logic, and empiricism, you know, to your life, right? Like maybe a love of liberty, right? A valuing of human freedom.
Yeah, I mean, you'd really be amazed how much philosophy we do every day. I mean, it sounds like a very abstract, you know, the top of the mountain guru floating on a cloud or some ivory tower abstract polysyllabic dissertation or whatever, but the reality is that we are philosophical all the time, all the time. Every time you have a disagreement with someone where you attempt to correct them using reason and evidence, bang, you are a philosophical cornerstone of the mental world. Every time you say, well, I'm going to, you know, defer the instant gratification, say, of getting angry and try to work with someone in a productive way, that is a philosophical decision. When you say we should respect property rights, you stole something from me, or you shouldn't have lied, or, you know, these are all ethical arguments. And if you sort of slow down your life in slow motion, we're doing that in the third hour, right? Really slow motion, but if you slow down your life, you'll see philosophy at work all the time. You know, it's not like being a brain surgeon hopefully is not, you know, if it's your job, one thing, you don't want it in your life on a regular basis, but philosophy, if you really slow down your life and see what you're doing, it's everywhere. The problem is that we're all driving, but we're generally blindfolded, and without an abstract understanding, people tend to do what was done to them, you know, particularly in terms of parenting. People tend to do what the majority does,
yeah,
which is what we're all taught is so great in democracy. The majority is never wrong, except in Germany in 1933, in Italy in 1932, in Japan, anyway. But but the idea is that philosophy is permeates everything that we do. You listen to, and if you, you know, as a parent, I'm around a lot of other parents, you listen to them all the time. All they're doing every day, all day, is making moral arguments with their children. You know, shouldn't push him. Pushing is wrong. How would you like it if somebody pushed you? Well, appeal to universality. Appeal to empathy. Appeal to what is preferential to everyone. You know, don't steal. Stealing is wrong. That's another argument, right? You need to share. If you're selfish not to share, selfish is a pejorative moral argument. I mean,
right,
we see this all the time. You see this with couples who are having disagreements about, you know, should we go to this aunt's we don't like for lunch? Well, I don't like her, so I don't think we should be hypocrites. Well, but she's been there for us, and, you know, she's lonely, and so should we have compassion and put our own feelings aside? I mean, if you really notice it, every single time you are making moral arguments. So, for instance, you guys, to get me on the show, kidnapped my dog. I want to get my dog back. And therefore,
should
I'm going
to back to him, Ryan?
She's safe.
I could just talk to little Scruffy. I would be so happy. I don't lie on the show about the dog stealing. Okay.
great stuff. Hold on the line, if you would. We're going to come back with more, and we'll talk a little bit more specifically. How can we get freedom in our lives? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resource. Today is February 22nd, 2013. Gold open this morning at 1578. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.1772, $808.86 for a half ounce, $404.43 for a quarter ounce, $16.1772, $808.86, and $404.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We do have a special guest on the line tonight, or, well, a guest co-host, more like. I'll treat him as a co-host.
Sure.
And it's Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio. Hi, Steph.
Hello, hello.
And the number to call if you want to get in touch with us tonight, you should be able to talk to all three of us. So I'll let you in on a little behind-the-scenes secret. Brian and I are here in the studio tonight, right, Brian?
Right.
And Stefan is Skyping into the show because he's actually remote. He's up in Canada. And we are based out of New Hampshire in the U.S. So we're in different tax farms, right, as you would say, Stefan, right?
Yeah, we're in different tax farms. And, of course, one of the reasons that I wouldn't want to come into your studio despite the pleasure of your company is that, you know, anything warmer than minus 20 just doesn't feel right at this time of year. So, yeah, I mean, I would be a puddle of intellectual pseudo goo on the seat, and that's not good. That's not a good visual.
Well, they can't stop us from connecting, even though we are, you know, separated by imaginary lines known as borders. So,
if only we had the freedom of TCP/IP packets, how serious we would actually be. They don't care
anywhere.
About borders. We don't need no stinking borders. We just need to go through the pipes.
Exactly. And if you want to get in touch with us tonight, then the number to call is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE, the word free. And I guess we won't be taking any calls by Skype tonight because we've got the Skype account sort of occupied. Steph is occupying the Skype on the LRN studio, but we'd be happy to take your phone calls. By the way, Free Talk Live is live tonight. You're listening on to the live Sunday night edition, but Free Talk Live is also live every single day of the week. It's pretty unique. You know, it's 21 hours of live content every
Hours every night, 7 nights a week.
And the podcast of every show is available for free download on freetalklive.com. So you can go there. You'll see the last 7 days of the show archives right up at the top of the page. And there's also a Free Talk Live SoundCloud page where you can download, you know, hundreds of hours, thousands of hours.
Years and years worth.
And you can access all the back archives at archives.freetalklive.com. So just want to let people know about this because I know that there are going to be some people who are just tuning in tonight and they're saying, what's this show? I've never heard anything like this before. And there are probably going to be people hearing about us on Steph's podcast feed as well. So very good. Now that we've got that clear. Steph, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about, like, can we get a little bit more, I guess, specific? In the last segment, we talked about a sort of a broad intro to what it is that you do and sort of like a little taste of philosophy. But, you know, what does it mean to you to apply the ideas of voluntarism to things like relationships? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. I mean, so I think most people in the world respect what's called the non-aggression principle, do not initiate force except in self-defense. Now, most people carve the whole universe into these two spheres, right, the public and the private, and the public is subject to completely inverse moral laws, so then we say, well, taxation is necessary to run society, but I would never go and steal from my neighbor. And it's like, but
these two are the same things,
you know?
Right.
So we have this, you know, philosophy is really about breaking down barriers, and philosophy, unfortunately, for the most of human history, has been owned by the rulers. In other words, the rulers find it advantageous to create positive ethical obligations that are universal and then exclude themselves by using different language. So you can't steal, but we can tax. You can't counterfeit, but we can print money. You can't compel people, but we must compel people. And keeping these two things apart has been a huge wasting feet of intellectual contortionism throughout human history. Of course, philosophy is really about binding things together. If you're going to have a principle, then make it universal. I mean, this is just basic, you know, like a rock doesn't fall just in Australia. It falls everywhere. There's
right.
gravity.
Exactly.
So it really is just around appealing to the universality. And then when you try and bring that into your own life, because, you know, we all are tempted to blow our greatest thoughts into the stratosphere where they do no harm to anyone by, you know, railing against things, power structures we can't control. Oh, I hate that foreign policy. Well, okay. But the question, some very elemental questions come in, which is, okay, if you teach your children particular religious commandments, do you have good reasons behind them, or are you teaching them to deny their own reason and evidence? That's a very essential moral question, which we all have to face at one time or another. If you have children, of course, do you hit them? Do you spank them? Well, 80 to 90% of parents do, and these are the ones who admit it in England. I mean, almost half of mothers spank their children before the children are even 1 year old, in other words, infants.
Wow.
I think they'd probably try and get little cattle prods in the womb if they could. They treat them so harshly.
And so, the same people who say that I would not want to be hit, or it's not okay for one adult to hit another, would say, oh, it's perfectly fine for an adult to hit a child or their child, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, tragically, children remain in the moral category that women were about 100, 150 years ago, where, you know, hey, you have to discipline your wife, otherwise she'll just go off and spend your money and not listen to you, and so you have to hit her, of course, right? And this would
be
generally
trusted.
Yeah, they're conniving little vixens, and, you know, you got to keep a firm lid on them. I mean, just look at the Muslim countries, right? I mean, this is medieval stuff, but we still have this cornerstone of medievalism, the way we treated children. So does spanking violate the non-aggression principle? Well, I think that the very strong arguments that it does. I mean, it's not self-defense, and there's many more peaceful alternatives, and it is harmful to the child's development, the cognitive, emotional, social, even psychomotor. IQ is harmed by being spanked, and verbal skills and so on. So, you know, it's destructive, it's harmful, it's a violation of the non-aggression principle. I would really like for more libertarians to get into the question of is it a violation of the non-aggression principle to spank your kids? Because,
yeah,
boy, imagine if we were a spank-free community. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I think that would show some real consistency.
It'd be a whole new world.
And by the way, you've got a video on your YouTube channel called Facts About Spanking. That's a very good introduction video for anybody who's just coming across this idea and wants to find out more, right?
Yeah, I mean, the research has been out there for decades, but there's such a strong resistance. I did an interview with one of the key researchers in the area, Dr. Elizabeth Gershoff, and she said that they try to get spanking studies out, but there's just a huge amount of resistance the topic. Which, of course, you know, I mean, if parents feel it's both necessary and moral, and then if you take it away, then they imagine, you know, like you think if you take the government away, human beings are going to run rampant, riot in the streets, you know, hair on fire, you know, you get perfed wars through the windows of Starbucks or whatever. It's not the case. Same thing with kids. If you don't use aggression with kids, they calm down. They don't get wilder.
Well, you know, and I imagine that, you know, the editors of these journals who are reading these studies that show, you know, look, spanking is harmful to children's development, it's probably very uncomfortable for them when they read something like that to think about, wow, my parents did something to me that may have hurt me, or maybe I'm doing something to my kids that may be hurting them. I mean, that's a very uncomfortable thing to confront. And it's very brave for people who are able to do that and to really think about it and kind of step back and think, is this something that I want to participate in my life, you know? And am I okay with it being done to me in some cases? So I could see how it's a lot easier for a lot of people just to avoid it, right, or ignore it, you know?
Oh, sure, yeah, of course. And, of course, if you don't aggress against children, there's a lot of things that they won't accept. Right, I mean, I still don't know how I've been a stay-at-home dad for 4 years. I still have no idea how to explain countries to my daughter. I mean,
yeah, right. What is a country?
I don't know.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, yeah, we have to go talk to these people. We have to cross the, like, when we go for a speech. We'll talk about this when we get back. But how do you explain countries? It's weird.
Yeah, it's so abstract.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're coming back with a lot more with Steph. And I'm really enjoying the show so far. If you want to get in touch with us, you got a question for Steph, or you just want to talk to Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the phone number. And there is a lot more coming up. Stay tuned.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And as soon as I unmute him, we've got a special guest on Skype. It's Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio.
Boy, you should have just heard that speech I made while I was muted. It was probably the most brilliant thing that I've ever said, and I'm just going to sob for a little while, but please continue.
The world will never know.
Yes.
That's right.
So, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. The number to do that is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. I'd like to remind you that if you go to the subdomain of our website called listen.freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com, of course, is our website. But if you go to the Listen subdomain, you'll find all the different ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live. So our radio affiliates are listed there, the satellite, the webcam, so you can actually watch Free Talk Live. We've got two different camera angles for your viewing pleasure. And it's not
they're
terribly...
both on you.
One of them's pretty much on me, the other one's on both of us. So if that sounds exciting to you, I mean, there's really not that much that goes on, but every once in a while something interesting will happen in the studio or somebody will get particularly animated, so you're welcome to watch those. And to find those, once again, just go to listen.freetalklive.com. All right, Steph, we've got some people who called in, and I think they want to talk to you. Should we take some calls?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's get right to it. So Alex is listening in Chicago. Hi, Alex.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Steph, can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I just have a quick question for Steph, and I hope you guys are all having a great evening. But It was brought to my attention that in an early podcast of yours called Marriage, Gays, and Abortion, you seem to insinuate that homosexuality is a result of some form of child molestation or some form of sexual trauma. You said that in every gay person there's been some form of child molestation, and you've said that that, may warp the sexual orientation. You went on to comment that lesbians are more domestically violent, and that in homosexuals the sexuality is wild and rampant. I don't want to have a debate on this. I just wanted to get your thoughts on whether you still agree with that, whether you've changed your position.
Yeah, I mean, just to clarify the podcast, somebody, I think the question came up on a show, and I was in theater school and knew some gay people there. I had gay roommates throughout college and know a little bit about that scene. And yeah, I mean, the promiscuity is quite high. Of course, it's not every gay is promiscuous, but promiscuity is quite high in the community.
What about straight people? I mean, I think that you could make a case that heterosexuals are also kind of generally, there's some promiscuity. I mean, just people are individuals, right?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, you can't judge any particular individual by group trends, and there certainly is promiscuity in the homosexual community, but in the straight community as well. But I mean, roommates I had, they met, they had sex, and then they went on a date. It's just part of the culture that was there around, and
called college in the straight community.
So yeah. Now, as far as the child abuse thing goes, I certainly have expanded my thinking. What I was talking about in that show was my knowledge of gay people and conversations that I've had with them, that they seem to have gone through a lot of trauma as kids. Now, I don't think I ever said, and that's why they're gay, but that was sort of the correlation that I had
received. This may warp the sexual orientation. The insinuation seems strong. And meanwhile, the overwhelming science, as far as I'm aware, is that this is a genetic thing.
Yes, and the science that seems to be very clear that there are particular periods during the pregnancy of a mom where she's subject to kinds of undue stress, or there could be some genetic factors. But I certainly do believe that homosexuality is genetic in origins. I was asked some opinions earlier, which I put forward as opinions, not as facts, but this is sort of the stuff that I've seen. But I certainly have done shows more recently, actually I think even a couple of years ago now, where I go through quite a bit of the science about the genetic nature of homosexuality. That's certainly where I stand now. I don't think that you can take a straight person, subject them to childhood trauma, and then make them gay. I do think that gay people, of course, because there's quite a lot of prejudice against homosexuals in society, I think that they do suffer quite a bit as children, more so than straight people, which I think is a great tragedy that arises out of a lot of homophobia. But no, I don't believe that childhood trauma will produce homosexuality.
So, just to be clear, you've kind of reversed your position, or at least your anecdotal position.
I would put it a little bit more nuanced than that, I put forward some things that I had learned from exposure to the gay community, but once I began to really dig into the science, then yes, I would certainly say that it is not trauma. Certainly most of the people that I knew who talked about this who were gay did have this kind of trauma in their history, and I was at some point curious about whether that might be correlative, but the science seems much more overwhelming than my early anecdotal experiences, for sure.
Alex, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yes, great call.
And Steph, thanks for clearing that up, because I was actually curious about that myself. I'm a great fan of your show, and I saw, admittedly, I got sucked in by somewhat of a trolley video that was made of some clips of you talking about your experiences with your roommates and such. And totally, I'll be the first one to admit I am a bisexual woman, so I had a little bit of a personal reaction to that, like, hey, I don't think that my orientation comes from trauma, right? And that if trauma affected people's orientation, well, crap, I mean, everybody has childhood trauma, right? Wouldn't there be a lot more people walking around who are gay or whatever, right? So
yeah, I mean, there is a challenge, of course, with the twin studies, right? I mean, that's the stuff that I'd read about beforehand. The challenge with the twin studies is that, of course, if it was genetic, you would expect more twins to be, you know, both gay or both straight. But, I mean, I think Gabor Maté has explained this quite a bit, that, of course, there's epigenetics. Genes are turned on and off based upon, you know, pre-birth experiences, post-birth experiences, birth order,
right,
and trauma. And so I think that goes a long way. I'd heard about the twin studies before, which would seem to me to indicate not a genetic basis to it, but I think that this stuff has been very well explained through epigenetics and the additional research that's been done even since I made that original show, which seems to answer, I think, the questions of nature versus nurture quite a bit. And so I'm very firmly on the epigenetic side, I think, is probably a better way of putting it.
Yeah, and thank you for that. And by the way, epigenetics, in case people aren't familiar with what that is, it's basically like a way that our bodies have of adjusting, of turning up and down the volume on certain genes.
Right.
So, for instance, like, and it's based on environmental factors, right? Like, for instance, nutritional status as a fetus is developing, or stress early on in life. And I think that was what you were referencing, Steph, about when children are in very stressful environments, certain genes can turn on in their brains, right? And, or turn off in their brains. And that can affect things like their personality, even. So, and of course, you got a series on YouTube called The Bomb in the Brain that touches on that a little bit, too, right?
Yes, and let me just put one little addendum in, which is to the people who heard my conversations about homosexuality earlier, and for which it was upsetting to them. Mm-hmm. I really, really wanted to say that I'm very sorry for that. This is, I mean, people who have faced discrimination, of course, because of, I would argue, involuntary sexual preferences, certainly don't need my statements to cause them upset, and I just really wanted to apologize to people who have heard that, and it was upsetting to them, which I can completely understand. It was opinion based; it was not claimed as a fact, but nonetheless, I can certainly understand that it would be upsetting, and I just really wanted to say sorry to people for that, because that certainly was not my intention, and that's certainly not where I come from in my conversations with straights and gays and, you know, person of every hue of the rainbow. So I'm very sorry for that.
Wow, Steph, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, you know, personally.
Yeah.
I think that's very, you know, look, as a person who's in radio and podcasting, I think we all say things that later on, you know, maybe we come across some new information and we'd like to update them or something like
that. Oh, yeah, even on my show on Sovereign Tech, especially that's a science and tech show, I have to consistently say, I'm just giving you my opinion,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, and I practically open every show with, I will separate science from fact, or, I mean, I will separate opinion from fact, you know.
Yep. Hey,
and well, I will dig up that show and I will put an intro in to remind people of how my thinking has evolved since then. So,
oh, great.
Thanks for the feedback.
Right. We'd be happy to share it. And wow, I'm so impressed, Steph. This is great. And there are more calls on the way. Lots of people want to talk to Stefan. Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio is with us, and you're listening to Free Talk Live. And the number to call is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN, the number 4.com.
We
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian. And we're still not going to call it Free Domain Talk Live. I mean, that's okay.
We can think of some clever puns. I don't know. Right. Let's ask Stefan. What do you think we should call it?
The unholy trio of mind-bending liberation schism head.
I love
Ooh,
it.
Oh, yeah. at the end.
Yeah. Fit that on a bumper sticker.
Did he say stop making fun of his mother?
If you do it in Swahili, it's okay, right?
All right.
So, by the way, yeah, this is the Free Talk Live Sunday night edition, and our website is freetalklive.com, where you can go to submit your favorite news stories. And, you know, we're kind of getting outside the mold a little bit of Free Talk Live tonight. We're talking about some big ideas, and we've got some news stories, too, which we may get to a little bit later on. But typically, Free Talk Live is, you know, along the lines of like a current events and open phones call-in line show. And so if you have something that you want to share, if you have an interesting news story that's related to freedom that you think might be of interest to our listeners, then you can go right over to our website, which is freetalklive.com, and there's a place where you can submit your own stories. And once you submit a story, people will vote it up or vote it down, and it's kind of like a social bookmarking site so that the most popular stories will make it to the top of the page, and that queue is always sort of changing. We often check it for show prep, right, Brian? So there's a lot of different ways to share your favorite stories right there. And the number to call tonight, if you want to get in touch with us, or maybe you have a question for Stefan, we've got him from Free Domain Radio with us, you can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE, that's our phone number. And let's see. All right, well, I guess we can go straight into the calls. We've got a couple people waiting on the line very patiently. Let's talk to Jack in Dallas, Texas. Jack?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question for all three of you.
And it relates to the peaceful parenting in the libertarian community. Now, before a couple years ago, before I heard Stefan talk, I had never even heard the concept of applying the NAP to children. It just wasn't anywhere in any conversation I'd ever been around.
Right.
And even as early as a year ago, it wasn't something that people were talking about. But recently I've noticed that this is coming up in more places. I mean, it comes up in shows like this, and it comes up in when I go to local libertarian-oriented meetup groups, I hear people talking about these ideas more. And my question is this idea really spreading, or am I just more sensitive to it because it's something that I'm, you know, looking out for?
I would say, if I might go first, I would definitely say it's spreading. I hear it coming up a lot more as well.
Yeah, and I hear it outside of liberty circles a lot. I mean, it's all over.
Are you talking about with, like, people you know that maybe into, like, breastfeeding?
Yeah, kind of the more natural movement. But, I mean, but they're big on peaceful parenting, and there's a lot of them.
Yep, I agree. Steph, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it is... it's definitely an idea whose time has come. You know, we get this funny thing in our culture where we get lazy. You know, we think we're done. You know, well, you know, we're done. We have reached the complete pinnacle of all human capacity and virtue, and therefore we just have to lie back, watch some reality TV, dust some Cheetos off our chest, and call ourselves content. And the reality is that we're not done. You know, I mean, I guess maybe they thought they were done when they got rid of slavery. Maybe they thought they were done when they promoted the much-needed egalitarianism for women in the eyes of the law. But we're not done. We're not done. You know, we are still hitting children. I mean, I hate to say even way too much. I mean, where is a good amount of child hitting? Well, the answer is zero. But we do think that we're done. And I think it's really important that we remember that all cultures before thought that they were done. And those cultures that stayed thinking that they were done tended to end, right? They tended to fade away, or they'd go into this Chinese 6,000-year stagnation because they just had it all down, nothing to improve. And I think we need to have the humility to say that we're not done. And, you know, obviously we know that our society couldn't function if we treated children with the respect that they deserve. And that's good, because I think in the liberty movement, you know, we've tried politics for, you could argue, at least 40 years since the foundation of the Libertarian Party in the U.S. in the early 70s.
Yeah.
We've tried politics. You could go back forward to the rise of anti-mercantilism and promotion of free trade in the 18th century and so on. We've tried politics. We've tried education. You know, we've tried getting people into PhD programs and into professorships and publishing books and all that. And, you know, all through this, the government has laughed at us and continued to grow. And so if we didn't have anything else to do, that would be really bad. I mean, that would be really bad, because it's like, the dragon's still coming. I got nothing in my quiver. Uh-oh. No good. What are you going to throw insults at him? I mean, so the fact is that we do still have something to do, which is we can bring all the philosophy. We can recognize we can't impose it on the vertical monstrous structure of the state, but we can impose it in our own values, in our own lives, in our own families, in our own relationships, particularly with our kids. And that's, boy, it's great that we've got one big-ass arrow left in our quiver, because if we were out, you know, dragon's still getting bigger, still getting stronger. So I think that we can do that. I mean, if we have a community of people who don't aggress against their children, who keep them out of toxic school environments and so on. My goodness, I mean, what an incredibly enviable community we would be. I mean, sadly, we live in a world where envy runs a lot of human decisions. And boy, if we had the kind of kids that everyone went like, wow, I'd really like to have a relationship like that with my kids. I'd really like my kids to be that responsible, that mature, that intelligent, that witty, that engaged, that curious, that driven, or that themselves, and such so little conflict. I have maybe one conflict a month with my daughter that is of any significance at all, which we've reasoned out. And of course the average conflict is much higher than that.
I think most people would love to have even a romantic relationship that was like that, right? Where they had one conflict a month and it was resolved fully peacefully, you know? I mean, so maybe we're getting there. It might be slow, but it's being talked about right now, which I think is really important. So, Jack, did you have anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's really encouraging. You know, I see that the conversation looks like it's spreading, and I'm almost like afraid to hope that it really is. But if other people are seeing it, that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's happening.
Thank you so much for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate that. And Dave's on the line in California listening on Shoutcast. Let's talk to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Hey, Stephanie and Stefan and Brian. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Hi, Dave.
Dave, I think if you're listening on Shoutcast, you do actually have to shout your question.
Okay. You're coming through loud and clear. I just want to take a step back about the issue about the sexual the guy who called in about sexual trauma causing homosexuality. I'm a straight guy. I've been married once, but I have had so many, mostly male, gay friends. I'm an artist, and I'm a special effects artist, but because of that, I've worked with a lot of artistic types, and I can tell you a lot of artistic types, artistic minds, are oftentimes homosexual or bisexual or just a little bit, deviant in that respect. But
I think that's a compliment.
Seriously, and you should, because we're all deviants in some way or another. Honestly, I've known lots and lots of gay men, and several of whom have been my absolute best friends. And what I've noticed from the dozens that I've known personally, really up close, and about their personal lives, is that only one or two out of the dozens I've known have ever had a father who they bonded with. And many did not have fathers, and many had fathers that they just despised for one reason or another, that they just horribly despised their fathers. So it is more of a bonding issue with the male figure.
Well, hold on a minute, Dave. I have a question for you. I mean, I think when we're talking about making generalizations about gay people, we have to look and see if they apply to straight people as well, or maybe other groups. So how many straight people have fathers that they didn't bond with or don't have a father in their life at all, right?
Right. And this isn't like a cut and dry situation. It's just more of a predisposition. It's like human beings are we can go any way we want. We're not so programmed like the other life forms are. We don't just instinctually live. We live with instinct as well as decisions. And I've noticed that it's more of a guiding principle than it is sort of a mechanism that causes a certain state. And I think when we look at it that way, when we look at it more of sort of the laws of odds and averages, it tends to make sense. But when we look at it in sort of a cut and dry, this way or that way, that's the way it is sort of way, it doesn't work.
A counter argument to that. Let's say that we had some magic way of saying that gay. Oh, we're getting some music. We'll get this on the other side of the bracket. But I think there's a good argument for nature versus nurture here.
Dave, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts, and we'll talk more about this coming up in a moment. Nature versus nurture, sexual orientation. Who do you like? Which parts do you like? Well, you can call and tell us. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition. More coming up with Stefan Molyneux.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. From Big Head Press.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation.
constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.